All right, my friends, how to start a podcast using just your phone and MacBook. So if you're new to audio like I am, because I started off writing because I love writing, but now I've ventured into audio and video. Well, if you're new like me, you might be interested in the least difficult and expensive way to get started with recording audio. I share how to get started with a podcast by using just your phone and MacBook, because that's what I did. I used just my smartphone and my Mac. Specifically, you will need a free app on your phone and a free app on your MacBook. Feel free to read up on the internet on how to start a podcast. You might find useful things. I did that too. And what I found was that a lot of people writing about how to start a podcast were talking about and recommending buying a microphone at the very least. So I will just let you know that that's what I found. For me, though, I went ahead without waiting to do that for now because A, I'm frugal, and B, I don't like waiting on things. And, this might not be you. Maybe you want to splurge on a mic or have the patience to wait for it to arrive. I think most people are not quite like me. I like executing to a fault. The good thing about that, though, is you can learn from my mistakes if I make them, and then you don't have to make them yourself. And if you hate the quality of my audio recordings that I will share here, like on this exact audio file, well, let me know and I will do better. If you say you hate it, then I will have a reason to do better than what I'm currently doing. Your feedback is extremely important to the future of this blog. So, in general, I'm just getting started with audio, so I wanted to see what was possible with what I already have without making any purchases, without making any, without spending any money. So I already have a smartphone, the one I'm holding close to my face right now. In fact, what I have is a Google Pixel 3a. It's not a very expensive phone. It's one of the cheaper phones out there. And then I have a MacBook because, I love Macs. I got addicted to a Mac in graduate school, and I still have a MacBook Air. So, that is not the cheapest computer one can have, but once you get a Mac, it's hard to go back. So anyway, I have a Mac. I have a Google Pixel 3a phone, right? Those are the two pieces of technology that I will be using for this audio file that I'm trying to make. So the steps to start a podcast using just your phone and MacBook, to summarize, right? I'm going to now go into the mode of like just telling you all the steps. So what I did was I got the free app called Easy Voice Recorder on my phone, right? I didn't have to pay any money. It's just an app that I think a lot of people know about. This is what I use to record my audio. Like right now I'm doing that. Like Easy Voice Recorder is playing or is on my phone, and I'm just like talking into that. And it lets me like save what I say. So that is just me holding my phone up close to my face and speaking into it with the app recording my voice. And it's super easy to execute, right? Very easy. Next step, the audio file that comes out of the Easy Voice Recorder app. Once you're like done recording and you hit the little check button and you know your file is done, what it makes is a .wav file, .wav file. This file I just save to Dropbox, which is another app I have on my phone, so you know about Dropbox. I also have it on my phone so that I can quickly save this audio recording I just made on Easy Voice Recorder onto Dropbox so that then I can access this file quickly from my computer because, I have Dropbox on my computer too. So then I go to my Mac, I open up my MacBook's GarageBand app. So this is GarageBand is something that comes with Macs. I didn't have to do anything. It was already there on my computer. I just open it up and then I drag and drop my .wav file that I got from recording on my phone from the above step into GarageBand. And I have a picture of the app of GarageBand opened in this post below. So you can see what it looks like. So it's a simple, you drag and drop your audio file into GarageBand. Because, it might be a little confusing when you first open GarageBand. You might not see a button to like, okay, how do I get to the file I want to edit in GarageBand, what I found is that either you've opened the file from your computer with GarageBand, or you drag and drop the audio file into GarageBand, and that works great. Okay, so that's what you do. Then you open the menu for library on the left panel on GarageBand, like below, like in the picture here, and you select user patches. And then from there, you select narration vocal. Okay, that's what I'm using right now. All of this is selected and shown below in the picture. This is just one step. This is one step of editing I'm doing in GarageBand. It just makes the audio sound a bit clearer from the WAV file. You know, like I could have just uploaded my Easy Voice Recorder file, but I just give it a little boost in GarageBand, and this is the step to do that. Then I save the edited audio file by clicking on Share. So across the top panel on GarageBand, you can see Share, and from that you can select Export Song to Disk. Right, so it's not a song, it's an audio file with me talking, but hey, it gets, you know, whatever. GarageBand is for music, and I'm using it for audio. That saves, so if you do the Share Export Song to Disk, that saves the audio file with a date and a time as a .mp3 file. So this conversion to .mp3 file can take a little time, depending on how long your audio file is. But that's what happens, right? So you went from a .wav file from your Easy Voice Recorder to a .mp3 file in GarageBand, okay? And .mp3 is great. That's a good version of an audio file, good format of an audio file. So lastly, I upload this .mp3 file into my blog as an embedded file by selecting Add Media. So I use WordPress, and WordPress has this thing called Add Media across the top panel when you're editing a post. And then you just navigate to where the .mp3 file is located on your local computer. And there you go. You can embed this audio file directly into your website, into your post on your website. And that's it. I'm done. I haven't yet bothered uploading my audio file to any other platform yet, but I plan to convert them to video and upload them to my YouTube channel, which I have a link to that, by the way. Please follow please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's completely free, and I'm going to have a lot of materials on there as well, trying to help people with these types of things, and also with, you know, school and science and all that. So and then I also have some videos that are just, you know, silly things like for entertainment from TikTok. So, you know, never mind those if you're not into that, but like I'm gonna have a lot of useful stuff on there too on the YouTube channel. I have read that you can upload audio files to things like SoundCloud, I'm sure you've heard of it, and Apple Podcast, which I may do that. I haven't yet. I haven't bothered. For now, I just upload to my website, which I maintain myself, because you know, these are my files that I'm creating. Me, like I'm not creating these files using a different platform. These files belong to me, and I kind of am keeping all my control over them, and I'm just putting them on my website, which is something I control. And then I'm sharing another post here that I've used audio recording using just a phone and a MacBook. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I know you can do it different ways, right? You can actually, I think there's apps like Anchor I've heard about, and then I think there's something called Spreaker where you can go, and I think they will host your audio file. Like they'll help you do your audio recording and then host your files, and then you just tell your listeners to go to that their platform. But then that's kind of, for me, that's kind of like giving a lot of control to those platforms, and I, you know, they will have my files, which is fine. But you know, I have my own website, so. And it's very easy to embed these files into the website, and then I can direct my readers to also listen to the audio version of these posts. So for me, that's what I do so far. It's completely up to you what you do. And you know, just have fun with it. Like I'm also just kind of getting started. So maybe what I do will change going forward. I'm doing it this way now, but this was a real quick start. That was a real quick way to get started doing audio and podcasting. Like maybe this is not a legitimate podcast way of doing things, but it is a way. This is a way you can do audio and then embed on a website if you already have a website, or you can upload to SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. Those are the two big audio platforms that I've heard of. So there you go. If you got some value from this audio or reading the blog, please do leave a comment below, and please do subscribe to my website, How to PhD, and my YouTube channel. Both have a lot of free materials for students, people, whoever might need help doing different things like, you know, like this. And I really hope to see you again. Thank you. Thank you very much.